probably frustrated is the word. First half, we just we didn't really get going. We huffed and we puffed and we went sideways and we went backwards. And as of late, what we've been very good at is actually being very penetrative and getting in behind teams and making opposition back fours or back fives work. And first half, we just didn't do that today. We played too safe, and actually heard people in the crowd shouting, "We're taking a handbrake off," and they were 100% right. We needed to take the handbrake off, and we needed to be braver. And I thought the second half we got better at that when we introduced a couple of subs. Josh Thomas obviously has that pace to run in behind, but again, we probably just we didn't create enough clear cut chances. And then we're disappointed in the goal, obviously. I think they had two shots on goal and scored one, and that was frustrating. Yeah, listen, Kev's probably been very unlucky of late. The lad's a very, very talented boy. It was probably fainting somewhere on the team for him to play. He's a lad that likes to kind of play wide and hug touch lanes and take people on 1v1. But I think just with the game on Friday night, then we had to take Winnie off with a niggle, and Cameron Dummigan was never going to last 90 minutes. Obviously, Mickey's not ready to start or play 90 minutes, so we were probably got changes enforced on us. But the kid certainly didn't do himself any harm. He came on there, he was brave, he got on the ball, and a hell of a finish. I think we needed to do more from our end. That's a frustrating point for us. It's certainly not a point that you're coming away thinking that was a good point. You're coming away hugely frustrated that we didn't do more to get all 3 points. And that bunch of boys in there are hugely frustrated. They're kicking themselves because, as I say, we needed to be more penetrative. We needed to make them ins work more. And we didn't do that. Yeah, I think it's important that we start building a squad here and getting a little bit of continuity. And I think Philip's been absolutely superb. He knows what we want to do and where we want to go. And he's fully back getting behind that and supporting that. In fact, pushing that. We have to stop making 10, 12, 13 changes every year, and we have to get a squad that's going to get a little bit of stability about it, and we can build on it, and that's what we're trying to do.
Tiernan, their goal pretty much came out of the blue.
Yeah, as I say, I don't want to be too negative in this, because these players are running themselves into the ground, and I can't ask any more of them. But we're hugely frustrated with that goal. They just didn't have to work hard enough. And that's been our Achilles heel. If we're serious about getting title challenges, they're built on clean sheets. And we just haven't had enough clean sheets. And that's something that we got to get so much better at. I think we give ourselves a little bit of a mountain to climb by putting going one behind. And as I say, probably hugely frustrating on our part.